Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says New Delhi pioneered India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor to lay basis for world trade for times to come. In his Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Prime Minister recounts successful conduct of G20 summit and Chandrayaan 3 mission, urges people to use Swadeshi products during upcoming festive season. 9 Vande Bharat Express trains flagged off to boost connectivity across 11 states. India and UN launch joint capacity building initiative for Global South. In sports, India bagged 5 medals on day 1 of Asian Games at Hangzhou in China. Pugilist Nikhat Zareen sails into pre-quarterfinal Indian women's cricket team to face Sri Lanka in final tomorrow. And in men's cricket, target for Australia revised to 317 in rain-interrupted second ODI against India at Indore. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor announced during the recently held G20 Leaders Summit in New Delhi is going to become the basis of world trade for hundreds of years to come. Addressing the nation in his Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi compared it with the Silk Route, which was a major medium of business and trade when India was very prosperous.
आधुनिक जमाने में भारत ने एक और इकोनॉमिक कॉरिडोर G20 में सुझाया है. ये है इंडिया मिडल ईस्ट यूरोप इकोनॉमिक कॉरिडोर. ये कॉरिडोर आने वाले सैकड़ों वर्षों तक विश्व व्यापार का आधार बनने जा रहा है और इतिहास इस बात को हमेशा याद रखेगा कि इस कॉरिडोर का सूत्रपात भारत की धरती पर हुआ था.
The Prime Minister emphasized that India has proved the mettle of its leadership during the recently held G20 summit by making the African Union a full member of the G20 forum. Mr. Modi said the successful landing of Chandrayaan 3 is another feat of the country. He highlighted that more than 80 lakh people watched this event on ISRO's YouTube live channel, which is a record in itself.
Chandrayaan ki is safalta par desh mein in dino क्विज कंपटीशन भी चल रहा है और उसे नाम दिया गया है चंद्रयान 3 महाक्विज. माई गॉव पोर्टल पर हो रहे इस कंपटीशन में अब तक 15 लाख से ज्यादा लोग हिस्सा ले चुके हैं. मैं तो आपसे भी कहूंगा कि अगर आपने अब तक इसमें हिस्सा नहीं लिया है तो देर मत करिए, इस क्विज में जरूर हिस्सा लीजिए.
On World Tourism Day being observed on the 27th of this month, Mr. Modi stressed that the tourism sector generates maximum employment with minimum investment.
पर्यटन को कुछ लोग सिर्फ सैर सपाटे के तौर पर देखते हैं, लेकिन पर्यटन का एक बहुत बड़ा पहलू रोजगार से जुड़ा है. कहते हैं सबसे कम इन्वेस्टमेंट में सबसे ज्यादा रोजगार अगर कोई सेक्टर पैदा करता है तो वो टूरिज्म सेक्टर ही है. और G20 के सफल आयोजन के बाद दुनिया के लोगों का इंटरेस्ट भारत में और बढ़ गया है. यहाँ आने वाले डेलीगेट्स अपने साथ जो शानदार अनुभव लेकर गए हैं उससे टूरिज्म का और विस्तार होगा.
The Prime Minister expressed happiness that the number of World Heritage Sites in India is continuously rising. Shanti Niketan and the Hoysala temples of Karnataka have been declared World Heritage Sites recently. With this, the number of World Heritage Properties in India has now reached 42.
भारत का प्रयास है कि हमारे ज्यादा से ज्यादा ऐतिहासिक और सांस्कृतिक जगहों को वर्ल्ड हेरिटेज साइट की मान्यता मिले. मेरा आप सबसे आग्रह है कि जब भी आप कहीं घूमने जाने की योजना बनाएं, तो ये प्रयास करें कि भारत की विविधता के दर्शन करें. आप अलग अलग राज्यों की संस्कृति को समझें. इससे आप अपने देश के गौरवशाली इतिहास से तो परिचित होंगे ही, स्थानीय लोगों की आय बढ़ाने का भी आप अहम माध्यम बनेंगे.
The Prime Minister said many programs related to cleanliness have been planned across the country on the occasion of Gandhi Jayanti on the 2nd of next month. He said that a big event on cleanliness is going to be organized on the 1st of October.
आज मैं मन की बात के माध्यम से सभी देशवासियों से एक आग्रह भी करना चाहता हूँ। 1 अक्टूबर यानी रविवार को सुबह 10 बजे स्वच्छता पर एक बड़ा आयोजन होने जा रहा है। आप भी अपना वक्त निकालकर स्वच्छता से जुड़े इस अभियान में अपना हाथ बटाएं। आप अपनी गली, आस पड़ोस, पार्क, नदी, सरोवर या फिर किसी दूसरे सार्वजनिक स्थल पर इस स्वच्छता अभियान से जुड़ सकते हैं। स्वच्छता की ये कार्यांजलि ही गांधी जी को सच्ची श्रद्धांजलि होगी।
Mr. Modi also reminded the listeners to remember the mantra of vocal for local as the shop for the upcoming festive season. He stressed that people should buy goods made in India, use Indian products and gift only made in India goods. He extended his greetings to the nation on the occasion of Navratri and Dashera. The Prime Minister today virtually flagged off 9 Vande Bharat trains. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi said that the speed and scale of infrastructure development in the country match the aspirations of 140 crore Indians. He said these new trains with world-class facilities are the symbol of the new India. The Prime Minister said 25 Vande Bharat trains are already running and 9 more have been added now.
Aaj jin trainon ko shuru kiya gaya hai, वे पहले की तुलना में ज्यादा आधुनिक और आरामदायक है। ये वंदे भारत ट्रेनें नए भारत के नए जोश, नए उत्साह और नई उमंग का प्रतीक है।
These trains will boost connectivity across 11 states. These states are Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Bihar, West Bengal, Kerala, Odisha, Jharkhand and Gujarat. Among the trains flagged off by the Prime Minister today include the second Vande Bharat train service of Tamil Nadu from Tirunelveli to Chennai. The train departed from Tirunelveli around 1 p.m. Dr. Tamilisai Sundararajan, the Governor of Telangana, and the Lieutenant Governor of Puducherry travelled on the train till Madurai. In an exclusive interview to Akashvani on board the Vande Bharat Express, Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said people, including students and professionals from the southern part of Tamil Nadu, will benefit from it and the travel time will be reduced significantly.
I want to convey my heartfelt thanks to the Honorable Prime Minister and Honorable Railway Ministers. Today, 9 Vande Bharat trains are launched throughout the country. One train from Tirunelveli to Chennai is launched to the students of the region, traders of the region, professionals of the region. Entire people now they may go to Chennai within 10 hours. Early from Tirunelveli to Chennai, you can travel almost 20 hours to 24 hours. Now the entire travel is reduced minimum 10 hours.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. India and the United Nations launched a joint capacity building initiative for the Global South today. The India-UN Capacity Building Initiative aims to share India's development experiences, best practices and expertise with partner countries in the Global South. The initiative was announced at the India-UN for the Global South event in New York. As part of this initiative, the UN India team and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation will partner to leverage India's technical and economic cooperation platform. A joint declaration of intent was exchanged today between the UN resident coordinator in India and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Earlier, speaking at the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that India has walked the talk when it has come to South-South cooperation. The minister said India guided the G20 under its presidency towards the welfare of the Global South, and the inclusion of the African Union in G20 is a proof of this. Dr. Jaishankar is in New York to attend the 78th session of the United Nations General Assembly. He will address the high-level session on Tuesday. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said India is leading the world in tackling issues like global warming, terrorism and narco-terrorism. Mr. Shah was addressing the concluding session of Bar Council of India International Lawyers Conference 2023 in New Delhi. The minister said the government has made several changes in laws.
IPC, CRPC aur Evidence Act, wo tino kanun ko Bharat ki sansad आमूल चूर परिवर्तन कर रिलेवेंट बनाने जा रही है। अब यहाँ पर इंटरनेशनल आर्बिट्रेशन सेंटर भी बनने जा रहा है, मीडिएशन लॉ और जन विश्वास बिल ये तीनों कानून एक प्रकार से न्यायपालिका पर बोझ कम करने वाले कानून हैं।
अखिल भारतीय वनवासी कल्याण आश्रम हैज प्रेज्ड द नारी शक्ति वंदन अधिनियम पास्ड बाय पार्लियामेंट विच सीक्स टू रिजर्व 33% सीट्स फॉर वुमेन इन लोकसभा एंड स्टेट लेजिस्लेटिव असेंबलीज। टॉकिंग एक्सक्लूसिवली टू आकाशवाणी न्यूज, द प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ द आश्रम रामचंद्र खराड़ी हाईलाइटेड द इम्पैक्ट ऑफ नारी शक्ति वंदन अधिनियम ऑन ट्राइबल वुमेन।
महिलाओं को जो अवसर आरक्षण का मिलेगा वो बहुत ही उत्साहजनक है, क्योंकि भारत की महिलाओं ने बहुत लंबा संघर्ष किया है इस उपलब्धि को पाने के लिए। और जनजाति समाज को जब विकास की शुरुआत में ही ये चीज मिल रही है, तो उस समाज की महिलाएं आगे बढ़ेगी, उनकी आवाज बुलंद होगी, तो पूरे समाज में महिला शिक्षा और जनजाति समाज में अपने अधिकारों के लिए संघर्ष करने की एक नई शक्ति का विकास होगा।
The Anti-Corruption Bureau, ACB, court today extended the judicial custody of former Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh N. Chandrababu Naidu till the 5th of next month in the alleged Skill Development Corporation scam. The TDP chief's custody had ended today. Union Minister for Civil Aviation Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya inaugurated the new terminal building at Tezu Airport in Arunachal Pradesh today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Sindhya termed Arunachal Pradesh as the future gateway of Bharat, where horticultural exports are poised to flourish. He informed that the Tezu terminal building has been constructed at a cost of 170 crore rupees on 212 acres of land. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh has said the government is taking all necessary measures for the welfare of people affected by the recent violence in the state. He was distributing one-time financial assistance to beneficiaries under the special scheme for education of children of labour card holders staying in relief camps. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Anurag Singh Thakur has said that it is a proud moment for every citizen that India hosted its inaugural MotoGP Bharat Grand Prix 2023 for bike enthusiasts at the Budh International Circuit in Greater Noida. He thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is committed to making India a sporting powerhouse. Talking to reporters, Mr. Thakur said, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has transformed the state and has turned it into a hub of opportunities, investments, economic growth and sporting activities. He said this mega event adds another feather to India's growing sports culture and will attract the youth, promote investments in tourism. At the ongoing Asian Games at Hangzhou in China, India wrapped up the day one with 5 medals, including 3 silver and 2 bronze. In shooting, the Indian team comprising Mehuli Ghosh, Ramita Jindal and Ashi Choksi bagged a silver medal in women's 10-meter air rifle team event. Ramita also clinched the bronze medal in the individual event in the 10-meter air rifle category. In rowing, India secured silver medals in the lightweight men's double sculls event and men's 8 event, while the country won the bronze in men's pair event. In women's boxing, reigning world champion Nikhat Zareen sailed into the pre-quarterfinal in the 50-kilogram category, beating Vietnamese pugilist Nguyen Thi Tham 5-0 in the first round. In men's hockey, India got the better of Uzbekistan with a 16-0 victory in the opening fixture. In men's football, the Sunil Chhetri-led Indian team entered the round of 16. In tennis, Sumit Nagal and the Indian men's doubles pair registered victories in the first round matches. In women's cricket, India will face Sri Lanka in the gold medal match tomorrow. India defeated Bangladesh, while Sri Lanka registered a win over Pakistan in the semi-finals today. In men's cricket, target for Australia has been revised to 317 in 33 overs in rain-interrupted second ODI against India at Indore. Chasing the target, the visitors were 126 for 5 in 17.5 overs when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, the host posted 399 for 5 in stipulated 50 overs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says New Delhi pioneered India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor to lay the basis for world trade for times to come. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Prime Minister recounts successful conduct of G20 summit and Chandrayaan 3 mission, urges people to use Swadeshi products during upcoming festive season. 9 Vande Bharat Express trains flagged off to boost connectivity across 11 states. India and UN launch joint capacity building initiative for Global South. In sports, India bagged 5 medals on day one of Asian Games at Hangzhou in China. Pugilist Nikhat Zareen sails into pre-quarterfinal Indian women's cricket team to face Sri Lanka in final tomorrow. An immense cricket target for Australia revised to 317 in rain-interrupted second ODI against India at Indore. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.